This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Two.
Is that right?
Hell yeah, it's payday. Hmm. Jason Bishop, Eric Bickle, it's the last Bish and Bick show, maybe ever.
Is that right?
Well, I mean, we got no contract. Hmm. Thanks for the listen, though. It's 106.7 The Fan. Of course, as always, you can watch us on NBC Sports Washington's show. Is brought to you by the great people at EMP 180 Weight Loss. Standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. The Alexandria location is now open, taking appointments. We've got a big show tonight.
Today.
Today, excuse me. We've got 17 guests. Man, which is perfect.
It's right up your alley.
It's perfect for a Friday for me. We've got Seehoff coming on at 6:45. We've got Kevin McCarthy. He's going to tell us how bad the mule is. We've got Brandon Lang going to pick some fatties at 7:40. We got John Feinstein, Eric Bickle's best friend. We've got Mike Jones, covers the NFL for the USA Today. And Skippy will join us at 9:45. Pick some more fatties because bowl week starts tomorrow with five games. You got five college football games tomorrow, and you've got two NFL games. So, and it's supposed to rain all day, all night. It's supposed to be a torrential downpour.
When?
Starting tomorrow.
Really?
Maybe tonight. Yeah. It's going to be just an ugly, nasty weekend.
All around here?
Oh, yeah.
So I have no idea. Never watch weather.
It's a good day to just sit inside and bet.
I had no idea. What's the temperature supposed to be like?
My wife actually, I don't know, who knows, 40s. My wife said, let's go do something Saturday night, like go down to the, see the tree in D.C., go walk around Reston Town Center, do something.
He wants to do something. Yeah, of course.
I said, sweetheart, have you watched the weather? It's going to be miserable the entire day.
That doesn't mean you can't do anything. You may not have to do something outside, but I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Well, what else is there to do?
I don't know. Take her out to dinner.
We can go to dinner in Ashburn.
Sure.
Not going to D.C.
Right.
That ain't happening. The number is 800-636-1067. That is the number to reach us. And, of course, you can text us at that exact same number on the zip line.
So I'm sure Jason was asleep by the middle of second quarter. I didn't.
I watched first half.
Yeah, I watched the first half too. And because I had to bed early.
Because I had a lot riding on it. I'm in a big fantasy football playoff game, semifinal. I had Kelsey and Butker, the kicker for the Chiefs, and he had Rivers.
So how'd you
I got to check that score. I'm sure Rivers probably had 25 or 28 points or something like that.
Well, he had a couple picks, but he did, I think, have three touchdown passes.
He was also sacked five times. That kind of helps me.
Yeah, he might be hooked. Who knows? But anyway, the Chargers.
Kelsey didn't score, so that doesn't really help me.
The Chargers came up big, went for two there at the end. Anthony Lynn said we didn't come here to tie. He came here to win.
That makes sense to
Ballsy.
Me.
Ballsy.
It makes sense because you think about it. You're already in the playoffs. You know you're going to be a wild card. You're two games back of the Chiefs. The only way to win the division. By the way, they can win the division and get the top seed if they win out and Kansas City loses one of their last two. But right now, Kansas City has the tiebreaker. So why not go for it? It's a short week. You're on the road. You know the team's gassed. Just go for it.
Yeah, great call. Worked out for them. Pat Mahomes was so impressive in the first half. He did throw one which should have been a near pick or should have been a pick at the end of the first half. But, man, he is so – man, every once in a while he just makes these throws or these reads, and you're just like, oh, my God. Mm-hmm. He sees the field so well. We all know about his arm strength. But it wasn't quite enough last night. So even though he's having an unbelievable year, so far on the year, Pat Mahomes has got 45 touchdowns to just 11 interceptions. He's playing to a quarterback rating of almost 115.
It's crazy.
But it wasn't enough to beat Philip Rivers and the Chargers. And, of course, the Chargers were making news yesterday because Stephen A. Smith made sort of a mockery of his prediction or preview. Oh, I don't know. He was on.
We're going to have to run that.
You can run it. He's talking about players that have been hurt that he couldn't wait to see. And
right.
He said the key to the game was Hunter Henry versus Derek Johnson.
What?
Exactly.
Hunter Henry's been hurt all year, hasn't he?
Well, and Derek Johnson hasn't played for the Chiefs.
Right. Spencer Ware is out. Oh, Spencer Ware is out.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I forgot. I'm sorry, Max.
Yeah,
absolutely. He is out. But I'm thinking Tyreek Hill. I'm thinking Patrick Mahomes. I'm also looking at the San Diego Chargers on offense, and I'm thinking about Hunter Henry and the way that he's played this year and as effective as he's been. He's going up against Derek Johnson, and I got to keep my eyes on that because I'm looking at it from the standpoint. Listen, here's where I'm at with all of this. At the end of the day, I'm looking at Patrick Mahomes. I'm looking at Tyreek Hill. I'm looking at Travis Kelce.
I feel bad for him. The guy's just BSing. You know, he just got caught BSing. But everybody went crazy with it. The Chargers even put out some tweet or something about tonight. The starting lineup was going to be, you know, like Dan Fouts and LaDainian Tomlinson. And,
oh, they were just messing with
him. Oh, my God. Everybody went nuts on him. but I feel, I mean, he was just making up stuff. He was doing one of those things. Where he was, I don't know what show that was, with Max Kellerman, whatever show was. He was just
making.
He was just making up stuff.
He was, huh?
And he got busted. Because you can't do that on national television.
Well, last night, you know, I'm watching, and the Chiefs are up 14-0 going into the second. And then, you know, the Chiefs have really started to leak some oil here. And they are a different team without Kareem Hunt. No surprise there. But their defense, you know, when they need to get a stop, you saw what happened, you know, last week against Baltimore. Baltimore should have beat them. The week before, they allowed almost 40 to the Raiders. Last night when they needed a stop, they're up two touchdowns two different times. Need just get a stop. Can't get a stop. Rivers goes right down the field, closes the gap to a seven-point lead, and then obviously that last possession, they just need to make a stop, and they couldn't get one, and they go for two, and they win the game. Ballsy call by Anthony Lynn, but I give him props. That's probably a really good decision.
How have the games been on Thursday night this year? Because, I'm, you know, for a while there have been duds, right? This got to be one of the best Thursday night games of the year.
I think they've been pretty good. I've watched the majority of them, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, every team plays on Thursday night at least one point, so you're going to have some stinkers along the way. But I think even Monday Night Football has been pretty good this year. Better games.
Yeah. Well, I mean, last night, you know, Damon Williams had a couple touchdowns. We talked to Dave Richard yesterday. He said, try and go out and pick up Damon Williams. And I couldn't. I tried, but someone had already scooped him up. But he had a couple touchdowns, so that worked out if you had him in your lineup. But a big win for the Chargers. They're 11-3, still trailing the Chiefs in the tiebreaker because of the division record. And, that's a hell of a game. That's a big win for Phillip Rivers.
Big win for them. So it's trying to get me fired up here.
So now you got the Jags and the Skins.
Yeah, it's trying to get me fired up for that.
The Jags and the Skins.
And I actually do. I'm actually really looking forward to the game. And if Josh Johnson wasn't playing, it would be very hard to get up for it if they were just starting Mark Sanchez. But for some reason, I'm excited. I'm excited to see what this kid can do. I mean, he's 32 years old. This is now his 12th team. He's 0-5 in starts. But I'm excited to see the look that the Redskins give the Jags. Now, they're so banged up. It's just going to be difficult. I mean, it's so frustrating. I'm reading Craig Hoffman's report on Greg Minuski.
Yeah.
And the Redskins just give you no answers for why they've fallen off defensively. Minuski has no answers.
They probably don't know.
They have no answers.
Yeah. Combination of a bunch of different stuff.
That's kind of scary that they can't figure out what's going on defensively, but it may not matter against the Jags. The optimistic part of me says they're not very good offensively either.
If I had to guess the reason, there's probably, you know, 50 reasons. But if I had to guess the number one, it's because the offense really can't give the defense a break.
Definitely a huge factor.
I mean, they can't go out there and give them 28 points and take some pressure off.
I mean, there were some games there when Alex Smith was there, and he wasn't blowing you away with his stats or, you know, stretching the field or anything like that. But they would have the ball for 38, 39 minutes. And that was huge.
Yeah.
Huge when your defense is only out there for 20 minutes. Now it's kind of like flip-flopped. These boys are worn down. They're frustrated.
I mean, that's got to be the number one reason for me.
It's hard to argue.
Yeah, especially the young guys who are got to be gassed. You know, the guys coming out of college who are used to playing, you know, 13, 14 games, and practice schedule's a lot different. And now they're playing 16 and just a grind, especially up front, you know. No, it's no excuse. You still have to step up and play and make stops, but they got to be tired. Plus, you got all these guys who don't even want to be there.
This may not be accurate, but it's basically your season on line right here. I mean, people could have argued that it was last week, but I'm going to say this week, your season's on the line right here. So if you want to have any hope here, you got to find a way to win this game.
Mm-hmm.
It's all or nothing.
Oh, yeah.
So all hands on deck. Got to do whatever it takes. Hopefully, Doxson's cleared. It's going to be weird. We're going to have a bunch of guys called up probably from practice squad or whatever active that aren't normally active. But you're going to have to do whatever it takes. Next man up to try to
but
get
there is a shot.
Up.
You do have a shot.
I definitely think we have a shot.
I think it's about a 2% shot, but you still have a shot.
2% to win or just to get the playoffs?
No, probably a 0% chance to get the playoffs. I give him about a 10% chance to win.
Oh, yeah, I think it's better than that. If we win and the Vikings lose, if the season ends like on Monday, we'd be in, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, if the Vikings, the Panthers, and the Eagles all lose and the Skins win, then the Skins are elevated to that sixth spot.
They just got to find a way. Now, listen, I understand, even if they found a way to sneak in there, you know, at 8-8 or whatever, still going to lose probably in the first round. Kind of not going anywhere. But just, I don't know. I like to watch football on Sundays. I like my team to be in the hunt. And they have a little bit of a different look this week. And so I'm excited. I'm actually excited to watch this game. More so than I have been in a few weeks, actually.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to see it. I just can't wait.
How do you
wait.
Think Josh Johnson's going to play in this game?
I think he's going to play pretty well. I'm sure he'll turn it over, but
well, you can't have that.
Well, you know, everybody does. Philip Rivers had two turnovers last night. I'm sure he'll turn it over.
Yeah, but Philip Rivers has a ton of weapons, and he also has the ability to move the chains in about three minutes.
He's not going to play perfect. I mean, he's going to make mistakes, but I think he's going to play pretty well. He's going to give us a little bit of a spark. That's what he did last week. So we'll see. They're preparing for him. They're not going to be just laying back, you know, on a 40-point cushion like the Giants were last week. But I think he's going to give them a little bit of a spark. And I said this yesterday on Twitter, and people were kind of mocking me. But, you know, you don't get signed by 12 NFL teams if you don't have any talent. Now, all of them moved on from him eventually. But, you know, it's tough to break into this league. Yeah, 12 NFL teams look at him and go, man, we got to sign that guy. And so there's something there.
He's got enough talent to make the league. He just doesn't have enough talent to maintain a starting position or a backup position.
So far, that's been true. Let's see. All I need him to do is go on a Todd Collins-like.
In a one-off where he's just playing, you know, for four quarters on the road, maybe he can get hot and play really well.
I just need him to go 3-0, 2-1. I just need a little Todd Collins in him. A little journeyman, little magic down the stretch. I am working up a lather for this game, and I will be sad and disappointed on Monday if they lose.
Yeah, I think you will be.
I will be.
Hey, Drabby, you know, getting back to the KC Charger game last night. So if you look at the remaining opponents for these two teams, Kansas City, now they have Oakland in week 17, but they do have to travel to your boys next week.
I know. It'll be a massive game, Sunday Night Football.
So that's a Sunday night game, December 23rd. Of course, the Chargers need Kansas City to lose one of those remaining two games. The Chargers have Baltimore at home, and they have to go to Denver. So they still have a shot. If Seahawks can pull off a win and beat the Chiefs,
and then who
the Chiefs are obviously beatable.
Who did they have in the last week?
Who are we talking about?
Chiefs.
The Chiefs have Oakland at home.
All right, so you think they have the
but if the Chiefs lose one of those last two, and the Chargers beat Baltimore and Denver, the Chargers then go to the one seed and win the division.
I'm kind of rooting for Rivers. It's kind of weird. Did you see him mocking the Kansas City fans as he ran off the field?
I saw the highlight. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he hasn't had success in Kansas City. That's the last time he beat them was, I think I read it this morning, maybe 2008 maybe? No, 2013. So it's been a while. He hadn't played well in Kansas City. Plus, you know, it was cold, it was windy there. But Kansas City is not the same team without Kareem Hunt. You've seen that over the last few weeks.
Yeah.
But anyway, 800-636-1067 is the number. We'll be talking a lot of Jagskins today. Craig Hoffman. We'll talk to Mike Jones. We've got Brandon Lang coming on in the 7 o'clock hour. Skip, you'll join us in the 9 o'clock hour. Feinstein at 8 o'clock, as always.
Oh, my God. It's so packed.
I love it. I love it. Can we get a few more?
Can I go home then?
Can we get a few more guests?
You don't need
me. We're tapped out.
Oh, that's
you don't
it?
Need me.
That's all you got? 800-636-1067 is the number if you have any thoughts on that Jagskins game. Stay with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So Redskins Friday on the Junkies, presented by the one and only sportsbook, Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. Get on out there this weekend. Play some bets.
You know, I've been following this.
Bowl week starts tomorrow.
This Phoenix Suns story at all. I guess the owner's been upset. Was there allegedly going to be a boycott or something that they were trying to do? The fans were, because he was threatening, I guess, to move the team to Vegas or something if the state doesn't help restore, pay for cost to restore the arena there in Phoenix. I don't pay attention. I mean, the NBA is just. I can barely watch the Wizards at this point. I don't like the style of basketball, but whatever. And I never watched the Suns. So apparently this guy, Robert Sarver, who owns the Suns, has owned them since 2004, mm-hmm. bought them for about $400 million. They haven't made a playoff since 2010.
Yeah,
they've
have
got
sucked.
Four wins this year. I pay no attention to them. Yeah,
they got five. They beat the Mavs last night.
They win last night. Yeah.
Five and 24.
I pay no attention to them. I mean, I know Devin Booker, and I know the story behind DeAndre Ayton. And obviously, I know Trevor Ariza. But I don't watch them. Mm-hmm. They play late.
They're very young.
I'm asleep. They haven't been to the playoffs since 2010. That's unbelievable to me.
Hey, they've been rebuilding for 8 years.
Unbelievable to me.
And that guy's a weasel. He's all about the bottom line.
He must be. He's got to be one of the worst owners around, right? So were they trying to orchestrate some sort of like walk-off or something? Did that happen or not happen?
I know. I don't think it happened because I didn't see any. I searched it the first thing I woke up this morning. About
remember
the
I
protest.
Told you?
Yeah.
Like when radio stations get behind things like that, they're usually a big dud.
I think mm-hmm. it must have been a big dud. Now he
big
did,
dud.
There was news yesterday that he never said that, apparently.
I know.
Never
he said he's going to stay. He wants to make it 100% clear. He's staying. But I'm sure he's threatened to leave. I guarantee you he has when he's talking to like the lawmakers and stuff behind the scenes. But yeah, I'm so happy that was a dud, because I know, we've tried to kick around, like, what kind of bit are we going to do, with all the Redskins drama and frustration.
Yeah.
And it's been thrown out there. We should organize some sort of walkout, because if the fans don't go to the games, then things will change. Walkouts don't work.
Was there any, I know people still like to go.
People are still going to go.
What the attendance was last night? Now, a lot of people just might have, wanted to go to the game just to see Doncic play because, he's like the stud rookie.
Right.
He's been playing really well, and maybe they just want to go see this kid play. But do we know what the attendance numbers were last night for that game?
I think it was a big dud. I don't think anything even happened. And they tried to hedge it beforehand by saying he never said those comments.
Right.
But it doesn't matter. That's a Nubs protest. You can't have a chant and expect it to go viral. You got to have a banner. You got to have something visual that people can see that can spread over Twitter.
Right. Well, people were throwing me suggestions. We were talking about poopsenders.com and what other sort of bit ideas can we do. And I had a buddy of mine say, we should hire a plane and they could do like a smoke signal thing. Or, you could unveil a banner or something, from a plane flying overhead. At the end of the day, if we do any of that, that will absolutely nuke what little good favor we've gotten again with the Redskins.
Yeah, I mean, we got to be careful.
Yeah. I mean, right?
I mean,
it's been 15 years since we've been welcome. Now, there's some reports that the station might already be persona non grata over there already.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's what I've heard.
Yeah, I don't know the behind the scenes. I don't. Couldn't be IT.
Can you shed some light on that?
Well, I think maybe the Redskins haven't been happy with the way people responded with the Reuben Foster stuff.
Right.
People are just giving their opinion. You got to be able to give your opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the deal.
But you're right. We got to be careful because we do have a good relationship, at least with the business side of the team.
Right. I still want to be able to go and sit in the suite once a year.
And we're talking about sending cow dung over there. I mean, we can't be doing that.
I like it, though.
I mean, exactly. Listen, you want to go to games and get treated like a VIP.
I know, but if it reaches a point where it's just so ridiculous, I don't care. I don't care.
Yeah, okay.
So, anyway.
I like those guys.
I do like them, too. I like them a lot.
I like Gruden. I've only met him one time. And I like those guys in the business department, La Famina and Ziff.
Yeah.
Everyone else, I mean, I don't even know anybody else over there, but.
Yeah. No, I.
We don't have any other tight relationships with
him. I like Gruden too, but I think it might be time to move on. But I really do like him.
Do you guys know how often you say La Famina and Ziff? It's got to be 30 times a week.
Well, they're just butt nice guys. It's hard because you want to separate when you're trashing the organization. You want to separate the nice guys.
Well, they're just marketing guys.
Yeah, okay. Well, one guy's a little bit more than just the marketing
guy. All right.
La Famina's got a really high profile job over there.
I'm not sure exactly
what the title.
Is it CFO? Might be CFO.
It's either CFO or...
It's a big title.
I don't think it's COO.
It's more than just marketing guy.
Well, all right. Well, one's the chief marketing officer and one's chief of business operations, I believe. Yeah. I don't know which one's which.
Yeah. But
you guys just hedge everything a little bit. I've been noticing because you get
sized
for
the... Well, because they are nice.
You get sized for the treatment.
They are. I'm not kidding you. They're just but normal people. But the rest of the organization's not.
I mean, this is their first year here. I mean, they weren't part of this mess.
If you met Dan, he might come off as a bum.
I doubt it.
That's what Larry kept claiming. If we hung out with Dan, we'd really like him.
Brian La Famina, president of business.
He's giving you the title.
Ricky, are you listening?
We're listening.
Are you doing your own show?
They're doing his own show.
A little bit of that.
President of business ops and chief operating officer. So he is the COO.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you're the COO of an NFL franchise? That's a big deal.
It's not like it just hurt Sam Weiner. He's a big selling.
I know they're big selling.
It's all right. No, but the point is there are good guys, and we're nice to them. We met them. And, you don't want to just, when you trash the team a little bit, you kind of want to couch the good guys and let them know you're not talking about them. That's all.
By the way, Pedro just sent me a text. The announced attendance last night for the Phoenix Suns Dallas Mavs game was 13,000.
Mm. Not putrid, but I think the whole idea was a walkout.
Yeah. You're not going to get walkouts.
Walkouts don't work.
You're just not.
I'm telling you.
The team could be 0-100. They're still going to go.
They end up being embarrassing. Because you got your little radio section, little fan group of, 18 people to pick up and walk away, and it's humiliating.
Right.
It doesn't work.
I mean, honestly, a lot of people go to games because it's just something to do.
Yeah.
You take your girlfriend, you take your kids, your little kids want to go see some hoops or football or whatever. You just take them out. You don't really care if they win or lose.
Your wife's dying to get out of the house this weekend. You got nothing for her.
I got Zippy. I don't really want to go anywhere when it's, pouring down rain. I mean, I've got no interest.
Is it really going to just be pouring?
It's going to rain
a
lot.
Bear or bad news?
It's going to rain a lot. And it's going to rain a little bit on Sunday. That's why it's good that the Skins are down in Jacksonville.
Is it going to rain Saturday morning? Is it going to rain tomorrow morning?
Yeah.
Early?
Yeah. Valdez, why don't you get the up-to-date forecast for us? But I saw it was going to rain all day, all night, and then into Sunday. Right. By the way, you were talking about the Thursday night games. Hadn't been that great on Thursday. Maybe it's the recency effect, right? But here have your...
Same. Maybe recently they've been a little bit better.
All right, well, obviously last night was fun to watch. Week before, the Titans beat the Jags 30-9. Mm-hmm. Now, the week before that, it was Dallas and New Orleans. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of scoring, but certainly a high-profile matchup. Then you had Thanksgiving. That was the Saints-Falcons. Saints rolled them. Seahawks beat the Packers 27-24. Good game. Steelers pounded the Panthers 52-21. The 49ers beat the Raiders 34-3. Texans beat the Dolphins 42-23. Broncos beat the Cardinals 45-10. So you've had mostly duds on Thursday night. Besides, a couple in the last month.
You're supposed to rain all day Saturday.
There you go.
Tonight's kind of dicey. It's only 40%, but they're still calling for PM showers. Mm-hmm. And it's supposed to carry into Saturday.
At least it's not snow. Thank God it's not so.
It's not snow, no. It's going to be a lot of rain.
And then with that rain, it'll probably be the wettest year in the area, in the history. I was watching that yesterday. Yes.
We got like 60 inches of rain this year?
Yeah, it's like 60.75, and like the record's like 61.
That's just crazy.
So this weekend's going to make it the wettest year.
I think it's kind of wreaked havoc with golf
in
courses.
History.
It's hard to keep the conditions right because disease sets in when you get all that water. It's hard to get it's not good.
Yeah, and then, of course, out in L.A., you had the wildfires for, seemed like 2 months. And then it starts to pour out there, right? Hmm. Just torrential downpour.
So then you get
mudslides.
Does that mean all the fires are done, though?
Oh, the fires are done, but now you got mudslides.
Oh.
People losing their homes to mudslides. I mean, you can't win out there. California's a mess.
JP gets so sized for mudslides.
He does. California is a complete mess. All right, so 800-636-1067 is the number. Nobody has any thoughts on the Skins-Jags. I guess Skins fans are just checked out.
No, I don't know. You got to hype it up a little bit.
I think they're just checked out.
It's still
they probably
early.
Feel like I do, where they got no shot at winning these last three games.
We definitely have a shot.
Even though they do have an opportunity to get back in the playoff hunt.
I totally disagree with you. They don't have a shot. They totally have a shot this week.
All right. Well, we're going to agree to disagree on that.
Yeah.
I don't think that they can win with Josh Johnson.
They can win a game or two. You didn't think they could win with Todd Collins.
Again, but things might be aligning in their favor. Carolina's dead, and they got to play the Saints twice. Philadelphia just lost their quarterback, probably for the year. He's got a cracked vertebrae. Minnesota, that's the team you gotta deal with because they got a relatively easy schedule. Even though they haven't played well,
I feel like they'll perk up because they're better than that.
Yep.
And I like what they did. See, they did what the Redskins didn't do, is they just made a change. Zimmer went out there and said, listen, the offense is not performing, and I'm going to let this guy go, even though he's a bright young prospect and everybody thinks he's brilliant and he's the next head coach guy. I'm gonna move on, and I'm gonna make a change at offensive coordinator. That's what I wanted the Redskins to do 2 weeks ago at D coordinator.
Yeah.
You shake it up. Get a different set of eyes. Somebody else calling the plays. I really wish they would have done that.
Well, maybe that is good for the Vikings this week. Maybe they will show some signs
of life. I think the Vikings will. But
plus, you got to remember, Miami's terrible on the road, so they should beat the Dolphins. But if you're a Redskins fan, you're obviously a big Dolphins fan this weekend too. But the first thing you have to remember is you got Josh Johnson playing on the road against a defense that if they really want to play hard, they can, and they can be difficult.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be easy, but I definitely think we have a shot. Definitely think we have a realistic shot to beat them.
I think they have a shot in the sense that they're two NFL teams.
I think it's better than
but
that.
But in reality, I don't think so.
I think it's better than that, although we are so banged up. I mean, some of these guys, if they're going to trot out there, you're going to be like, who's
that
guy?
Now, that being said, I think it's going to be an ugly game. I don't think it's going to be fun to watch.
I think it's going to be fun to watch Josh Johnson run around.
I think it's going to be an ugly, like 16-10, 16-13, 19-13.
If they get that read option going, I think it's going to be fun to watch. It's going to be 2012 again, buddy.
Okay. We'll see about that.
By the way, in the background, they're showing the clips. Did you see the nugget that DJ Durkin is helping out in Alabama?
I saw that. Yeah. Good for him.
Yeah. Got to find a gig. It took him about 2 seconds.
Isn't that interesting that they kind of flip-flopped Durkin and Loxley? Although Loxley will still be there.
Yeah, and Durkin, I'm sure, is helping on the defensive side. But still,
I'll tell you what, Saban likes to hire guys on the staff that have been fired recently. For whatever reason. He had Butch Jones on that staff.
It's
obviously
practically
Loxley.
A pro program over there. And the pros don't care.
Yeah.
Can you help us win? That's what it's all about. All right, do we have Hoffman coming up next? He could break down this the Skins-Jags game. I know everybody's down on it. I'm optimistic. Optimistic in a sense, I think we got a shot. We're playing a four-win team. I hate coming in here, and I'm gonna accuse Jason of it more than most. Jason loves to hype up who we're playing and all their great players. We do it all the time.
They're the freaking
Jacksonville Jags. They're terrible. It's a terrible franchise. They're no better than we are. Well, I understand we're terrible, too.
They're in a similar situation.
They're a poop team.
As the Skins, because their offense has struggled all year.
A poop franchise. They got a poop quarterback. They've got some guys on defense, but there's no reason to go in here and just expect we're going to get smoked.
They've got
no reason to.
They've got more overall talent, in my opinion, than the Skins.
They're still the Jags.
Okay.
They're still the friggin' Jags. We'll talk to Craig Hoffman when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Redskins Friday on the Junks, presented by the one and only Sportsbook, Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races, West Virginia. Head on out there and play some wagers this weekend. You got 5 college football games tomorrow. You've got 2 NFL games, so you can get out there and have some cocktails, make some bets. Right now, let's talk to our good friend Craig Hoffman, who covers the Redskins for 106.7 The Fan, our beat writer. C. Hoff, what's up, buddy?
Good morning. I just woke up and saw the final last night. I think I fell asleep with about 5 minutes left in the Thursday nighter, and apparently the Chargers won.
Chargers went for 2. They made it 28-27 with, I don't know, less than a minute left, and then Anthony Lynn decided to go for 2. He said, F it. He said, it's a short week. We're on the road. Let's go for it. And they got it, and they win the game by one.
I love it. And, you know, you're so used to the Chargers year after year after year losing the game late in just mystifying ways. Like, Philip Rivers always was driving for the lead or driving to try to tie with, like, 13 seconds left and just mm-hmm. never had enough time. And so, hey, they actually won one of those games. Good for them.
And now, we were just talking about, so the Chiefs still have the tiebreaker. So if the Chiefs go 2-0 the rest of the way, they'll win the division and remain that one seed. But if the Chargers go 2-0 the Chiefs slip up. Now, the Chiefs have to play at Seattle next week. That's mm-hmm. no easy out.
Mm-hmm. And Seattle is playing for a playoff spot.
Right. So the Chargers would win the division in that scenario. So we'll see. But, yeah. It was a great game last night.
All right, so Craig, we got you on obviously the Friday before the big game, and I've been, you know, been hearing it from Jason all week how great Jacksonville's defense is, and we all know, I mean, the Redskins, I mean, they're swooning, and nobody swoons like the Redskins do, and they've got the drama now to accompany it beyond just the losing, the drama, the injuries, the fourth string quarterback, a lot of reasons to pick against them, but you know, I'm a diehard. I saw some glimmers there from Josh Johnson. And I look at the Jags and I go, they're just the Jags. They're a friggin' 4-win team. Sure, they got a good defense, but they've given up some points this year. They've got a backup quarterback over there. I actually think we got a good shot at winning this game.
Yeah, no, the Redskins do have a good shot, and that's because Cody Kessler is the starting quarterback for the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they are terrible offensively. Defensively, they are a good football team. They shut out Andrew Luck and the Colts a couple weeks ago as they have been rolling. And so they're capable, when they are engaged, of really high-level play. And so I think it's a matter of Jacksonville can respond to what the Redskins put on tape last week in one of two ways. Jacksonville can be like, those guys are terrible. And they can basically no-show, and the Redskins could surprise them. They could also look at what the Redskins did last week and go, man, these guys are terrible. Let's go feast. Mm-hmm. Like, let's go have a time. Calais Campbell could look at it and be like, I'm going to have 800 sacks on Sunday. And so if they come out like that, motivated, trying to prove a point, then obviously the Redskins could be in trouble. Josh Johnson can get you out of trouble. His athleticism is really high level. He can also get you in trouble with some turnovers, some bad throws, misreads, things like that. So I'm curious to see how he comes out. Obviously, quarterback play is going to be huge. He played at probably like a B level on Sunday. And even some plays where he missed like what quote unquote is the proper read, the proper throw, the easy one. He then would run around and make a play and you're like, all right, that's not ideal. Like really, we just have you make the easy throw, but at least you survived a bad play. And so the more bad plays he can survive, the better off this team is going to be, because where this offensive line is at right now, there's going to be some surviving to be had.
So from what you've seen, heard, people you've talked to, how has he looked in practice this week?
I think he's looked okay. I haven't, you know, with all this other stuff going on, it's weird to say, like, I haven't dug down on that, but we really haven't. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of it also has been looking back at the previous game and trying to figure out exactly what that was. And, you know, there's all these injuries going around, too, and trying to figure out what this run game could look like and the O-line could look like. But I haven't heard anything like spectacular, haven't heard anything really super negative either. So my guess is he's looked solid. They've also been changing up their practices this week. I don't know how many live reps he's really getting. They've kind of combined their walkthrough and their practice to try to limit the field time and keep these guys as fresh as they can towards Sunday. I think after they looked pretty dead, obviously, looked really flat against the Giants. So that change schedule, I think, probably has something to do with it, too. Not to mention extra walkthrough allows for more plays to get installed. And especially if Josh is familiar with the terminology already, they can try to open up the playbook a little bit more than they had previously with Sanchez and all that fiasco that we talked about ad nauseum at the time.
All right, before we talk more about the game, though, you got to start with the injuries. And it's an annoying topic, but we need to know who's available. Give us the latest on who is nursing something, who might be available, who might not be.
So Jordan Reed's definitely going to be out, and obviously that's huge. Jordan's ankle is something they're going to keep an eye on. Could he potentially return this season? Yeah. If they lose and they're eliminated from the playoffs, do they shut him down? Yeah, probably. Defensively, you're also, or I guess offensively, you should continue. Josh Doctson, he's in the concussion protocol. We will see if he can clear it.
When's the latest he could be cleared?
Saturday.
Saturday.
They could clear him on Saturday. You know, and also I wonder, the thing that concerns me there is, like, a lot of times when guys are in concussion protocol, they're you know, just waiting for that final clearance. They're around in practice, and then they get their final clearance on Saturday. There's obviously limited amount they can do in practice. But I would feel better about Doxson if, and his was weird too, because it didn't show up. The concussion symptoms didn't show up till Monday. He was fine after the game and finished the game, and then came in Monday with headaches and whatever other symptoms. So I'm not real sure what to make of that and of his concussion. Not that I think, like, it's fabricated or anything, just in terms of, like, could he be ready to go? Jay said, yes, he could be ready. So maybe he's out there a little bit, passes whatever phase one of the protocol is today, can have a limited practice, and then can get cleared in full tomorrow. Ryan Anderson's hamstring, he's going to be out. Tony Bergstrom, obviously on the O-line, is out as well. So that right now you're looking at Luke Bowenko at one guard and Ty Nsekhe probably at the other.
Yeah, just because there have been so many injuries, give us the entire starting offensive line, your best guess.
So it'll be Trent at left tackle, obviously. My guess is left guard's Nsekhe. They could use Zach Kieran, who they signed last week, or Kyle Fuller, who they signed this week as well. Chase will be the center, Roulier, and then right guard is that's where all those guys could. You're kind of picking out of a hat between Williams, Kieran, but probably it's going to be Luke Bowenko, who's been here now almost a month. And then right tackle is Morgan Moses, who hopefully can remember what the snap count is and stay on sides.
Yeah, I mean, the penalty's obviously been a huge problem, and it was really ominous last week when they were talking about cadence things. Like, they couldn't even get that right. Has at least that conversation died down?
Yeah, a little bit. I did a whole, like, 10-minute feature on cadence, and, you know, the easiest part of that was snap count. Like, hey guys, we're going on one, or, you know, Monday, or Tuesday. All right, that means we're going on two. Like, snap count's not hard. I remember in 2015, I'm trying to remember the O-lineman. They had some backup O-lineman in there, and the guy kept jumping off sides. And I remember I had Trent off to the side, and I just go, hey, like, I never played football. I definitely didn't play O-line. How hard is it to remember the snap count? And he just gave me this look like, dude, I'm ready to kill this guy. It's so bad. Mm-hmm. So not being a starter in the NFL like Moses is, and not being able to remember the snap count, or not being able to time up the snap count, it's really bad. And he's leading the NFL in penalties, and it's absolutely killing them on a team that where they can't afford penalties. And it's not holds and things that are happening in the action of play. It's like, it's false starts. That's terrible.
Yeah.
Right? Right. Where are we with receiver again? Did you mention that?
Yeah. So they obviously Doxson, we will see. But if he is out, I would imagine Simi Cobbs gets a call up. And a lot of guys are high on Simi, guy who's young and immature at the start of the season. Hopefully, you know, his years of pro has helped matured him and gotten him ready to really play. But a guy who made some plays in training camp, bigger body type of guy, has the ability to make some plays down the field. Obviously did that a couple times in the preseason. So he would emerge. Michael Floyd obviously still around. Jameson Crowder, at that point you're Maurice Harris, your usual suspects at that point. But Doxson's the one that's up in the air.
Was it DJ Swearinger that said this week, when sort of asked about the defense and things that, you know, we could maybe do to shake things up a little bit? Was he the one that said, hey, he'd like to see more safety blitzes, more corner blitzes?
Yeah,
things
he said
like
that on Grandanny.
Yeah. I agree with him. I'd like to see some
more
of that.
You think we'll see that?
I don't know. That's what I'm wondering.
I think you could. One of the really frustrating things about watching this defense back this year is they never get home on blitzes.
Right.
It's stunning how bad they are, and they get close a lot. Like, Mason actually is pretty good timing blitzes, and he gets really close and the ball comes out, and you're like, man, if you were just a step faster. Zach Brown has had some of those where you're like, man, if you had just timed it a little bit better, or whoever else, and they get so close. DJ's gotten home a couple of times, you know, and affected throws when he blitzed a lot more earlier in the season. Could you see Fabian Moreau coming off the slot potentially, or Greg Stroman coming off the slot potentially? I think those are the two things that DJ mentioned, safety and nickel blitzes. So I would love to see some mix-up at the pressure of the pressure. I don't think Cody Kessler's been around this league long enough that if you mix things up, he's going to have it all figured out. He's not going to see through every disguise like, you know, Peyton Manning would have in his prime or whatever. So I think that mixing it up, and by the way, I will say Sean Dion Hamilton had a really well-timed blitz last week and got some pressure that affected a play. So, you know, if he's going to play over Zach Brown, maybe you can bring some pressure with him. Josh Harvey Clemens has gotten home a couple of times this year. I think he has one sack. He also had a play against Dallas where he had Dak Prescott completely wrapped up and then Prescott escaped. So, you know, those younger guys are doing some things, and it just shows you that when you have speed, it matters. And so bring faster guys, and it leaves you exposed to a point on the back end. But I would like to see Swearinger, Clinton Dix, and then whoever's playing nickel. I would like to see those guys be brought on occasion too.
So do you think the Skins can win this game in kind of a shootout, or do you think this is going to be a low-scoring, ugly game, and the only way they win is like 16-13?
I'm guessing it's probably going to be more the low scoring or the mid scoring, if you will, in the 20s. You know, I don't, but I could also see, like, as weird as this sounds, the way these defense or the way the Skins defense is playing and the wild card that is Johnson, like, I could see some wacky game happening just because it's the NFL and these things happen. I think most likely, though, it's probably neither team reaches 25 and it's going to be an ugly game that involves a lot of running the ball, and I'm going to have no worries about catching my 8 o'clock flight.
Am I going to see you over at VTSI today?
Not today. Not planning on it.
I'll be there. I'll be there at 11 o'clock.
Okay. Well, I got to be at the park at 12:15. Maybe I'll swing by beforehand, though.
All right, bro.
All right. Thank you,
all right,
Greg.
Have a good trip.
Appreciate it, buddy.
All right. Thanks. See you guys. Have a great morning.
All right, man. Do you know who's actually calling the plays for the Jags since they made
play-by-play?
No, calling the plays.
Oh, you mean offensive coordinator.
Yeah, since they dismissed Nathaniel Hackett.
I do
How
not.
About former Terp quarterback Scott Milanovic?
Really?
Yes. Scott's the quarterback's coach over there, and he's been calling plays. Now, it hadn't necessarily been working great. They scored just over 20 points in four games before the change. They've scored 15 points in the last two games.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
Well, I mean,
see, that team's in turmoil too.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's why they benched their quarterback and went to Cody Kessler.
Benched their quarterback and they fired their OC.
Yeah, that's true. And maybe their coach loses the job too.
I'm excited.
I can tell.
I think we can do this.
All right. When we come back, we'll switch gears. We'll talk to Kevin McCarthy, entertainment reporter for Fox 5, and we'll get his take on The Mule.
Which I need two movie reviews. I still want to hear about this stupid Widows. I know it's been out for a while, but I got to make a final determination if I'm going to see it.
It's the Bish and Bick Show on the Junkies, 106.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.